from KQED.
The next few months are probably going to be the most expensive water bills you'll have all year. Some Californians are getting around that by installing systems that catch rainwater from their roofs in winter to use later for gardening. A statewide measure on the June 5th ballot aims to encourage more of these systems. KQED science editor Danielle Venton explains Proposition 72.
When John and Carolyn Loniker moved back to Petaluma from Southern California, they knew they wanted a big garden, and they knew it would rain a lot more.
And it seemed just a shame to not use it for watering our garden.
So 3 years ago, they installed a 5-barrel rainwater catchment system, courtesy of some Craigslist purchases and a DIY spirit.
So all in, how much did this cost you?
I think it was probably on the scale of about $250 or $300.
Has the system paid for itself by now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
From the perspective of water managers, the Lonikers are doing something great. But the cost of that rainwater system adds to the value of the house, and that could mean higher property taxes, especially for some big systems which can cost thousands. That's why state lawmakers put Proposition 72 on the June ballot.
And it came out of a story that was told to me by a resident of Walnut Creek.
State Senator Steve Glazer is the sponsor of Proposition 72.
Who had installed a rainwater recycling system on her property, and she said, is there anything you can do to encourage this?
If Proposition 72 passes, rainwater catchment will be treated like rooftop solar, which can't be added to the assessed value of the house and cannot be used to increase property taxes until the house is sold. State lawmakers put Prop 72 on the ballot with a unanimous vote, and there is no organized opposition to it. Prominent state newspapers have endorsed it, and so have environmental groups like Save the Bay and Trout Unlimited.
In the Bay Area, we really love the Bay, and we want it to be healthy.
Save the Bay's executive director, David Lewis.
And anything we can do to conserve water and use less preserves water that can stay in the streams and rivers that feed the bay, and that helps fish and wildlife that depend on fresh water for their habitat and for their food.
If passed, Prop 72 will likely mean a little less tax revenue for local governments, and it only applies to systems installed after the start of next year. But talking to the Lonikers, they don't seem to mind that. They're enjoying lower water bills and teaching their 1-year-old son, Simon, how to garden.
In the morning, we come out. We bring our son. He has a teeny tiny watering can, a little blue one. And we'll fill his up, and he, you know, waters his feet or waters the garden, whichever.
Voters are deciding on Proposition 72 by mail ballot now or on June 5th at the polls. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.